Welcome to The Kelly Roach Show, the place for no fluff, easy to implement, 20-minute or less business and leadership lessons to help you build a sustainable business that scales, lead with integrity, and create a lasting legacy. I'm Kelly Roach, former NFL cheerleader and Fortune 500 executive turned eight-figure entrepreneur. Let's get started. Welcome back to The Kelly Roach Show. Today we are talking about getting used to disappointing people. Now, I know that sounds like kind of a strange thing to think about, but I find that this is one of the biggest caps to entrepreneurs' leadership, because one of two personality traits typically show up as leaders get to the point where they have to make judgment calls and important decisions that people aren't going to like. Either one, they make the decision and people are frustrated and disappointed and they get backlash, and so they end up pulling back because they don't want to hurt, upset, frustrate, or disappoint people. Or two, they make the decision, but they kind of like let it hide under the rug a little bit. They don't really own the decision and give the context, tell the why. And then, you know, that frustration just builds and festers and then ultimately ends up breaking down relationships. No one wants to disappoint people, right? A lot of us, in fact, are just the opposite. Our whole motivation is we want to lift people up. We want people to be happy. We want to run a business that is filled with integrity. We want people to be pleased, essentially, by the work that we do. But the counterintuitive truth is that the more that you grow, the more that individuals who have an agenda based on a very small perspective are going to differ from yours. So think about that. The bigger that your business grows, the more team that you have, the more clients that you have, the bigger your community is, the more, call them, stakeholders you have in whatever capacity, the more that you are going to have all these conflicting agendas that are inserted into the conversation when people are dialoguing with you, or even when they're dialoguing without you, about decisions that ultimately you have to make or that you have to own in the business, right? So as the business grows, the number of opinions and voices grow. And guess what? Most of the time, people's opinion is based on their own personal agenda. And this is a really hard thing to learn. And I learned this the hard way on so many levels, and I made so many mistakes, and I let so many of the wrong people into my inner circle and into the conversation in making big decisions that mattered when they didn't have the best interest of the company or myself or my family at heart. They had a personal agenda. And so it's so important to recognize that as a leader, you are the person that all of the responsibility ultimately starts and ends with. And your responsibility in all instances, as much as humanly possible, is to make decisions that promote a simultaneous promotion of all interests, company, clients, and team, right? Your job is, whenever possible, to try to hold in balance all three interest stakes, right? The people that work for you, the people that are investing in you, and the organization that invests back in both of them, right? Because if you're always making decisions only in consideration of the company, your team is going to be unhappy. If you're making decisions only in consideration of the team, the company is going to crumble. If you're making a decision on behalf of the client but without considering the team or the company, your clients might be very happy, but your team is going to leave and your company is going to crumble. And vice versa, a lot of bigger organizations you see make great decisions for the company, but those decisions hurt the team and the clients, right? And then nobody's happy. So in order to build a company that is going to stand the test of time and create sustainable growth, as a leader, you're working to make decisions in consideration of these three tenets as much as possible, as often as possible. And the goal is, how do I make a decision in each instance that is in consideration of these three things? It's a great rule of thumb for making decisions, right? But here's what's so interesting about that. Even when you are making decisions that are in consideration of the best interests of these parties, many times people are going to be left very disappointed. And here's what you have to understand as a leader. Your job is not to be liked, right? You want to earn people's trust and you want to earn people's respect. And many times when you make a decision that is in fact in consideration of simultaneous promotion of all interests, but is not yet understood or is not yet embraced, immediately there's going to be pushback or there's going to be kind of a disenchantment with that decision. People are going to reject the idea or the initiative or the decision that you've made. And, you know, there's two things that you can do and have to do in that situation. You have to keep earning trust. You have to earn their respect of you and of the decision by actually showing the what's in it for them and explaining the what's in it for them. And you have to keep repeating yourself over and over and over again. Many times it takes not one conversation, not two conversations, 10 conversations plus time for people to really get it, right? And, you know, I can look back on decisions, many decisions that I've made in my organization that initially were not liked, that were not initially embraced by the team, but that I knew were absolutely necessary for their well-being, the company's well-being, the overall sustenance of what we were doing, the ability to put our clients first. So a lot of times decisions are not liked and not initially embraced and not initially respected, and they're frustrated with you for making those decisions. So the best thing that you can do is keep earning and expanding trust with your team so that every time you have to make a decision that they don't understand, you have a little bit more trust with them for them to extend the grace to say, I don't really understand this or I don't really agree with this, but I know that as a leader, you're constantly making decisions to put our best interests in mind. So I'm going to trust, I'm going to give the benefit of the doubt. And on the flip side, you have to be willing to give space and time to these decisions and give the context and the what's in it for them over and over again, multiple times, to finally get to the place where you can cross over to the other side, where once they embrace it, they will gain the benefit of it. And this is the really hard part, is that it's very much a self-fulfilling prophecy. When your team is not embracing something that you've asked them to do or a decision that you've made, they're not getting the benefit of it. So it's very, very difficult for you to show them the benefit of it because they're not embracing the benefit of it. And this is where you as a leader are walking the tightrope of building trust, of earning respect, of showing what's in it for them, of slowly building and building the buy-in over time to get them to embrace so that they can benefit. I want you to think about that as a two-step process. Get them to embrace it so that they can benefit. And that is the process. But what hangs in the balance there in that process is a lot of discomfort for you. And like I said, I see people either ignore situations and let them fester that then doesn't result in a great outcome because they didn't address the thing that they really needed to address because people pushed back or they didn't like it or they made a lot of noise around it or they complained and, you know, the whole thing. Or on the flip side, right, they do make the decision, but they, you know, they don't explain it well. They don't give the context. They don't explain the what's in it for them. And so it makes it very difficult for the team to come to the other side and embrace it. So what I want for you is I want you to get comfortable being uncomfortable more often, making decisions that are going to, in fact, disappoint people, right? Let's say that you've been undercharging in your business and you haven't done a price increase for 3 years. People are going to be disappointed when you do a price increase. But that price increase might be the only thing that's standing behind between you staying in business and not, because undercharging is actually costing you money in the service delivery, whereas bringing your price point up to the appropriate level is going to allow you to create a profit margin. People are going to be disappointed. Your sales rep is probably going to be disappointed because it might be harder to make a sale. Your client's going to be disappointed because their price just went up, right? And so people will be disappointed and frustrated with you when you make these decisions. But you have to weigh out the pros and cons and also the long-term impact of you not having the courage to stand your ground in those decisions, right? The team may not embrace a decision that you make internally about something that you're going to do or something that you're not going to do as an organization. And you need to know when you have to put a stake in the ground and say, no, we're not doing this, or yes, we are, and here's why, and this is what the benefit is, and I need you to trust me, and this is how it's going to be, and I care deeply about you, and so I'm never going to make decisions that are not for you. And so, you know, so much of this is, again, going to come back to culture building, right? Because the more that we build our cultures, the more that the team can initially disagree with the decision that we make, but still embrace it because we have that trust. And you have a track record with them of showing that you do make decisions that are on their behalf and for their benefit, even when they don't understand them. So what I want you to think about after listening to today's episode is a couple of things. Number one, where are you on that spectrum of making empowered decisions that are the right ones for simultaneous promotion of all interests, even when people express their frustration and disappointment with you? How much and how often are you challenging yourself to make those tough judgment calls that are necessary to elevate the company and your leadership? And yes, I am referring to putting someone on a performance plan that you know needs to go on a performance plan, even though they've been with you for forever, but you know you need better and you know it's holding the entire company back. All of those situations count. On the flip side, I want you to ask yourself, how good of a job have you done communicating the benefits, the context, and the bigger picture to people that are frustrated with the decision that you're making so that they can understand where the benefit lies for them, right? And how much and how often have you really been stepping up as a courageous and visionary leader to push the limits of what's possible, even in the face of backlash? I have found that for me, the more that I want to elevate and grow as a leader, the more that I have to earn trust and earn respect, even in the face of disappointment, frustration, or disagreement. And I'm willing to earn the trust and I'm willing to earn the respect, even if it takes time, even if not everyone agrees with me right away, even if it causes a little bit of tenseness or frustration in the short term, it's what's necessary in the long term to elevate. I also want you to think about, as you're watching and listening to today's episode, how can you really elevate and build your culture so that when you need to make tough calls, your team will immediately get behind you and they'll support your vision and they'll get on board with your decision, even when it maybe doesn't align completely with their personal agenda, or maybe they don't have the full context or scope of understanding of why. These are areas that we can all work on so much, and they make such a huge difference in the ability for you to elevate as a leader and to make great decisions that are going to allow your company to charge forward into the future. So I hope this puts some things into context for you. And just remember, you as a leader are going to disappoint people. But as long as you have good intentions and you're willing to earn trust and build respect, you will overcome these hurdles. You will overcome all the personal agendas that are conflicting and unite and rally your team and your stakeholders around what's next for you, what's next for them, and how you can work together to thrive. I hope this episode was helpful for you. If you've never read a copy of Bigger Than You, The Entrepreneur's Guide to Building an Unstoppable Dream Team, make sure you snag a copy in the show notes down below. This is going to transform how you build your team and how you elevate your leadership. So I hope you'll take the time to check that out. Thanks for listening to the show today, and I'll see you back here soon. Thank you so much for listening to The Kelly Roach Show. If you enjoyed this episode, do me two solids. Subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode, and leave us a review so other people can find the life-changing content that we share here. We're on our way to number one, and we need your help getting there. Thanks so much for being a part of the community and for tuning into the show each and every week.